You're listening to a download from North Sound 2. Listen again.
Hello, good morning, and thanks for joining me for another of our Sunday morning get-togethers, where I, of course, welcome your calls, as always, and I welcome your opinions and your wisdom over the next hour or so. And, of course, you can get cracking right away, right now, if you wish those opinions to be heard, by calling me on Aberdeen 40 10 35. The lines are now open. And I'd like to hear from you if you've seen the models of the six finalists in the Union Terrace Gardens design contest. They've gone on show in a part of the Academy shopping complex in Aberdeen. They're in the part of the building formerly occupied by the pier, which means that you enter off Belmont Street. If you haven't been there, then I think you should get down and have a look. But if you have been there, what do you think? I'd like to hear your thoughts. Aberdeen 40, 10, 35. So it's important, I think, especially at this particular juncture where everybody has the opportunity to see these models and the artist's impressions, to at least get along and form some sort of opinion. Now, what else can we talk about? Well, I'll tell you what moved me last week. On Thursday of last week, June Ross spoke as Christopher Barr was sent to jail for a year on a careless driving charge which brought the death of June's son. His name is Ian Bannerman. Now, June was upset in court as Chris and Ian had been best pals for years. All that was brought to an end in a flash on the B993 Kemeny to Money Musk Road in June last year. But despite losing her son, June has been very forgiving of Christopher, and she hopes that he can rebuild his life when his prison sentence ends. Now, here's the question. Could you, in those circumstances, be so charitable? Let me know your thoughts. Aberdeen 40 10 35. And of course, regular listeners will know that we can take any points you want to make. You set the agenda, but let's firstly speak to Ali on line one. Good morning, Ali.
Morning.
How are you today?
Not bad. I was down looking at the models.
Yes.
For Union Terrace Gardens. A couple of very worrying things about the whole setup. One is, why is there not an option seven, or why within the six options was there not an option to improve? I mean, I'm not saying leave the gardens as they are, but sympathetically improve our beautiful green valley that we have in the centre of the city. Why was there not an option to sympathetically upgrade it with a proper cafe, toilets? I mean, I won't go into all the things because it could be a good idea, you know, a disabled access, build a proper stage for school kids and bands and stuff like that. That has been completely shifted out of the way.
Yeah, well, so too, Ali, has the option of just leaving them as they are.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like to leave them as they are because the council has neglected Union Terrace Gardens over the past 5-6 years. And it does, you know, you have to think it does need toilets, proper toilets.
Yeah.
And they've got beautiful Victorian toilets which you could restore and open up again. But what's actually happening is, I mean, it's like three or four Neds coming to your door and saying, listen, we're going to vandalise your car, but hey, the good news is you can decide how we're going to do it. And these guys are going to vandalise Union Terrace Gardens, and they're actually asking Aberdeen the best way to do it. And people are going in and doing this in good faith, and it has been very busy most of the week with people going in.
Yeah.
But by doing that, before long, you're going to get in the evening paper, you're going to get, you chose this. This is the people of Aberdeen speaking, and this is our new gardens. And to be honest with you, there's no option for what most people, I think, want, which is a sympathetic restoration of the gardens. One other thing is, you know, don't forget the three boxes that's been planned for the triple kirks.
Yes.
This is all part. If you look at the design of that, there are no windows below ground level, below the level of the garden. So, you know, all these guys, all the crows it's gathering in the telephone wires waiting for a hot kill are presuming this is all going to go ahead. And I am really concerned this is getting bulldozed through. I mean, the spires have been encased. And one other thing, Frank, if you look at the models on display, none of them, I think, show the three boxes. they all show the lovely kirk and the spires, and it all looks very idyllic.
Yeah.
But that isn't what will be there if the town get the way and the developer gets his way. We'll end up with more of these boxes.
I'll tell you what hit me when I saw these models was that, remember the initial kind of artist's impression before we got to this stage, had the whole of Union Terrace Gardens covered over,
yes,
up to street level. That's all changed.
Yes, I know.
They've been sympathetic, if you like, to the shape, the bowl shape of the gardens, and they've kind of retained that shape in their way.
The other thing it doesn't show you, Frank, the models are made of plastic, balsa wood, polystyrene, etc. Now, we haven't been told what the materials are that they're going to build it with. Now, if you are in any doubt about the rubbish that buildings are being put out with now, just take a look at all the new schools in Aberdeen, many of which are still leaking.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the bus shelter cafe next to the theatre. Look at the, you know, look at any, look at Union Square even, which, okay, it's a decent enough development, but you compare that building with the station it's joined onto, and make no mistake, if they rip up that valley and they're building it, they couldn't afford to put the materials in that are there just now.
Yeah.
You know, they couldn't do it. And everything's done now with economics in mind. And this garden thing, there are certain people going to make a lot of money out of this. And this is one of the reasons I can assure you the people of Aberdeen's going to have to be on guard, because they're telling us this is going to change our lives and everything. And in 4 or 5 years' time, if they're using the materials they're using, there's buildings shooting up everywhere with this wood inserts everywhere, and it looks awful after a year.
Yeah.
So after 5 or 6 years, I really don't know what Union Terrace Gardens may look like.
Ali, stay on the line, would you? Because
yeah.
Raymond is with us too, and he has an opinion. Raymond, I'm guessing that you're on about Union Terrace Gardens, are you?
Yes, I am.
What are your thoughts on it? Have you seen the models yet?
I haven't actually been there, but I've seen them in the papers.
Yes.
Right. What is it? Before we even start here, I totally agree with everything that Ali has just said.
Yeah.
But, as I say, what is it? Is the garden, the choice of now's the time to have your say.
Yeah.
Right? It's a farce.
But, you know, Alex Salmond has put forward the proposal, and so too have other people, SNP people on the council, particularly Kevin Stewart, that we should have a referendum on this issue. But let me put this to both of you. Do you not really think it's time to bring Aberdeen into the 21st century and do something visionary like this? Raymond, what do you think?
I don't think so.
No?
No. There's nothing wrong with what they've got now if they just did. If they went and cleaned it and reworked it.
Yeah.
But just leave it the way it is.
Okay, that would be your vote then, Raymond?
That would be my vote.
Okay.
I mean, the people are fooled by all the deceit, because it's all done and dusted now anyway. So it doesn't matter what we say.
Uh-huh. You think they've made up their minds? Well, we'll see if we get this referendum. This will be the interesting thing. I think there'll be a great kind of furore if we don't get a referendum, given the strength of feeling on this particular issue. Raymond, thanks for your call this morning.
That's okay.
Thank you. Nice to hear from you. Go back. Ali.
Frank, I'm not for standing still. I think we should move it forward. But you can move this forward without taking it up to ground level. I mean,
yeah.
Remember the car? I mean, I don't know if you remember back to when they wanted to block off the Castle Gate. We were told in Aberdeen this is going to be a European plaza. People are going to be sitting eating their sandwiches.
Yeah.
There's going to be cafes. There's going to be seats. Now, I mean, if you try and eat a sandwich in the Castle Gate, you'll get a squadron of seagulls attacking you if you can stand the wind.
Sure.
That will blow you off your feet.
Yeah.
Now, let's get real. We live in Aberdeen, And here's another thing to ponder on. Everybody's going mad about St. Nicholas House because it's a big glass and chrome building and it's ugly. Let's pull it down. They're almost going to wait to build the same again? I mean, the three boxes are worse than St. Nicholas House. The boxes at the three glass boxes.
Well, there's a strong feeling, of course, because of the financial situation, that we shouldn't spend £2 million on taking it down.
No, that should be... Why would you not offer that to a developer? Uh-huh. Now, the council have told us that it isn't fit for purpose, so it must have to be demolished. So, I mean, the councillors wouldn't tell us lies, surely. But if a developer buys it, it's going to cost the taxpayers of Aberdeen £2 million to take that thing down, and it'll probably be a lot more.
Yeah.
Why not sell it as it is, and that way... it releases us from all this carry-on of spending more and more and more money.
Yeah, but we're still left with that awful site.
You're left with the site, but...
I mean the site, S-I-G-H-T. I don't mean the site, I mean the awful look of the building.
Well, you wouldn't be if a developer's taking it down.
No, but what if a developer came along and said, actually, we could keep this and turn it into a hotel?
But that can't be true, because the surveys all said it wasn't fit for purpose as a building and was beginning to be dangerous. Now, if that turns out not to be true, that means that...
They moved into Marshall College for nothing.
That means we have been completely hoodwinked, because we were told that building had to come down. It was past its... I think they actually said it was past its lifetime date, and it had to come down. Now, the other thing, Frank, is if you think of the building reclamation that came out of Marshall College, there was people queuing up all over Britain to buy the wood, the fixtures, the fittings.
Yeah.
There was Arctic lorries going away. Now, I must admit, Marshall College looks well, but don't forget, we've lost most of the period features out of the building, and inside is just a shell. It's like a shell inside a shell.
Yes.
And very sadly, I think 70% of the features of the building have all gone,
uh-huh.
and they've been snapped up all over the country. Now, beware on what we're building at Union Terrace and the surrounding area, because, believe me, they're going to wait to build another St. Nicholas House type thing there.
Yeah.
And in a few years' time, our kids and our grandkids will say, what on earth were they thinking about? Because Union Terrace, anybody that visits Aberdeen thinks it's a lovely way, the way it's sunk down. But, I mean, it could be developed sympathetically at a fraction of the cost. And bear in mind, yet, we haven't got 100% budget on it. One thing I'll just say before I go, Frank, is every so often a jewel pops up in Aberdeen, and one that has popped up, and I have to say, we're always on moaning. One fantastic thing is a statue, the Gordon Highlander statue. It's just fabulous. And whoever was behind that, good on them.
Yeah.
And maybe if we get a sensible Union Terrace, it could be even moved up there. So it's more in view.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Yeah, okay.
Ali, many thanks for your contribution again today.
Okay, I hope some of our esteemed councillors come on and defend some of this crazy moves that we're making just now, because I do feel we're being ramrodded here. We're being railroaded in.
Yeah.
And that other chap that was on said, you know, people should vote for what they think. But if you look, we don't have a chance to vote.
Well,
there's not a category for improving it as it is.
This might come, though. This might come.
Okay.
If we push hard enough. Ali, thanks again.
Not at all. Bye-bye.
Bye. Strong views there from Ali Stewart. Now, listen, we've got Paul waiting, Evelyn's waiting, so too is Norman. But we're going to have to take a break, and I'd like to hear your views. Obviously, Union Terrace Gardens is still the big issue. And if there are any elected members out there with strong views on this subject, and whether they can tell us if we're going to get a referendum on this, give me a call, please, on Aberdeen 40 10 35.
North Sound 2. Listen again.
Welcome back to the programme. Well, Union Terrace Gardens is the big topic on everybody's lips today. Do you know, interestingly, nobody has ever phoned into this programme, as far as I'm aware, to say, let's get rid of the gardens as they are and have something new along the lines of one of the designs that are on show just now. If you feel strongly about this, especially if you are for an upgrade, a change in the gardens, I'd like to hear from you. Aberdeen 40 10 35 is the number as we go to speak to Jackie. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Are you a fan of change or not?
I'm not, because no one since I've listened to the programme has mentioned our Scottish heritage.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I'm aware, and I don't know that much about it, that we were given the ground by, was it Robert the Bruce or Robbie Byrne? No, Robert the Bruce.
It wouldn't have been Robbie. He didn't have two
headmasters. I just figured.
Well, do you know something? I'm ashamed to say I do not know the history of Union Terrace Gardens.
I mean, I'm all for modernisation and upgrading, but when you lose all of your culture eventually, then I think that's quite sad. I think you have to keep some of your culture and history, and that's why there was a thing on the news about the council going to court, I think. Is that right? That some folk were taking council to court over this?
Well, I think that was flagged up as a possibility. On the basis that it was for the common good, if you like, of the citizens of Aberdeen, and not for some of them to say, we're going to change it.
Yeah, I think it's good for the people of Aberdeen to keep some of the history and culture and to remember.
But do you not think they need upgraded? Do you not think that we need to have a freshness about the city centre?
I think, like the gentleman before spoke about, there used to be bands on and, it used to be a good place to go. I think they should spend time in taking care of it. Upgrading the gardens, yes.
But but we're never going to get back to those days with bands and sunny days and and kids playing down there, are we? Because life has changed dramatically in the last 20, 30, 40 years.
In what way are we not going to get kids playing?
Well, for a start, here's another issue. Parents today are scared to let kids out of their sight. Now, if you go to a public place like, for example, Union Terrace Gardens, you could maybe see, I hardly ever see anybody down there, but and that's not the issue, I realise that. But, kids are not allowed to run free anymore. And they're not allowed to run free in any parks because parents are rightly concerned that something bad might happen to them.
Yeah, this is true. But if we put on attractions like we did years ago, if we did something with it, make it more attractive to people to go down and play in that. Yeah, I think it could be a good place again. I think if you think of it from that angle.
Sure, but of course, an upgrade, if we could call it that, of the gardens wouldn't necessarily mean that we wouldn't be able to get that kind of stuff. I mean, there are, I think, in some of the designs that we've seen put forward, I think there are areas for public performances and that kind of thing. So it doesn't, we could still have them in a modern setting.
So are you talking about reasonable level? Because I haven't actually seen the plan.
Well, actually, interestingly, I think I'm right in saying that I went to see them the other day, that they still retain the kind of natural bowl shape of the gardens, but in a different way, in a different form. I don't think any one of the designs actually brings it up to street level, when initially that was the thought which would happen. That's what blew up this entire argument, I think, in the first place.
But now there are
steps down. There's a lift down from Union Street. There's links to the railway station in Union Square and various other parts of that area around about that. Some of them are have kind of thought very far ahead. But they are in a kind of bowl setting, and there's some water features and some. There are trees. The trees issue is a big one because somebody's made the point, how do they grow trees on concrete? Yeah. But I hope you get the chance to go down and see the models.
Yeah, well, what you're saying, I mean, they're still going to preserve a lot of, like you say, the features, just upgrade.
Yeah. I mean, I think it could be sympathetically done, but I do respect the feelings of organisations, for example, like the Friends of Union Terrace Gardens, who really just don't want to see any change. They want it retained because it's part of Aberdeen's heritage.
Yes.
And that's the view you're taking, is it?
But yes, if you're like you say, if you can compromise, you can keep a lot of these features.
Yeah.
You retain a lot, but still upgrade it.
Uh-huh.
So you've still got the skeleton sort of like that. I don't see any problem with that. I think that would be quite beneficial for the people of Aberdeen.
Okay, well, Jackie, I hope you get the chance to go down and see these. I think everybody who has an opinion on this should go and see them and make up their own minds. If and when there is a referendum, I would urge everybody to cast their vote.
Yes,
many thanks for coming on to the programme this morning.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye. There we are then. Interestingly, nobody is really up. Nobody who's phoned into this programme, in any case, certainly not today, and on previous programmes when we've discussed this issue, nobody's come on to the programme to say, let's change it. It needs change. It needs upgrading. It needs modernisation. If you do have that opinion, I would like to hear from you. And you could call me and be on the programme live by dialing 01224 if you're outside Aberdeen, if you care enough, if you're outside Aberdeen. 401035 is the number. Let's speak to Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Frank.
You've been listening to the programme intently, I believe.
I have, I have. And everybody's going to shoot me down in flames.
Go on, then.
I agree that it has to be changed.
Okay, why?
Because it's... actually, we could have a referendum on the people who actually have gone down there in within 10 years. And I bet you there's only a minor minority who's actually gone down there to Union Terrace Gardens. It's just, it's okay, it's beautiful and everything like that.
Yeah.
But nobody's using it. It's got to change. I mean, why can it not... I actually like that idea of the art centre being there.
Mm-hmm.
And...
you like the idea of the Peacock Art Centre. That was going to be there initially, yes.
Yes, I like the idea of that. I also think... Aberdeen hasn't got very many things for kids.
Mm-hmm.
How about Cadona's having something down there? Restaurants. I'm a great believer in having restaurants down there as well.
Yeah.
And just get the kids involved. Why can we not get all the schools involved and what they think should be down there as well?
But you see, the thing is, here's the thing. You're talking about getting the kids involved.
Yeah.
Do they care?
No, but if they did, care, they might take more. They would have more respect because the whole of Aberdeen, all the kids in the whole of Aberdeen, has been involved.
What do you? So we should really educate them as to what the gardens mean, what they can be used for, that
yes,
kind of thing. Yeah.
Because there are There are new generation,
yes.
Our next generation,
mm-hmm.
and they're the ones that will be using it.
Well, that's true. That's very true. It's really what's going to be happening there if it does happen.
Yeah.
It's for the young ones who are the people who are young now and who are coming up. So you know, if there's going to be change, it's going to be done on their behalf.
Yeah. And then have murals, you know, of walls and things that. School kids have come down and painted on these walls and things like that. Just not graffiti, but nice fine art and things.
Sure.
Get everybody involved.
So yeah. So you're saying let's introduce children to Union Terrace Gardens.
Yes.
Get them down there. Let them see the beauty of it. And
Yes.
That's
and
a good
get
idea.
Them involved.
Good idea, Sarah. I like that.
Is that okay?
That's great. Thanks for your call this morning.
No problem. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
That's quick. That is a good idea. Let's involve the children. Let's speak to William. Good morning, William.
Good morning, Frank.
How are you today?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm okay. What are your thoughts on the gardens?
I think it's about time we change with the times.
Uh-huh.
The place itself... its prime is beautiful and very nice, but in the year of 2011 and the times that we're at, we have a big hole in the middle of Aberdeen that needs filling and to bring it up to speed, to bring it up to date.
Yeah, so it's a big modernisation programme. We need to... Would people use the gardens if they were raised considerably?
Well, I would think in all honesty, having been there and been there for many years, used the facilities, which are antiquated, as I'm sure you know, Frank, intelligent person, that the amenities and the facilities are about 50 years behind the times. So I would quite happily support rising it up and bringing it up to provide Aberdeen with something a bit more prosperous and hopefully profitable to the town.
So it would be the main focal point for Aberdeen City Centre?
I wouldn't say. I mean, you could debate what would be the main and focal centre of Aberdeen. You could say Union Square was the main and focal centre. You could say the new Pittodrie building at Altons would be the focal centre. What I'm saying is, it may be time for change. And it's nice to hear the lady saying, we used to go down there when we were kids. But that's exactly what you do. You go down there. And when you go down there, if you do use any facilities, I don't know if you've been down there yourself, Frank.
Not for a long, long time.
Or me, because when I did go down, they were antiquated, and the toiletries and facilities, and the year we're living in 2011, it's time it was updated, and I would back Mr. Wood Group, Ian Wood, who's done a lot for the city. I'm not saying his one is perfect. What I'm saying is, it's time
for time for change.
Yes.
Okay, William, thank you for that. We're going to go into a break now, and good to hear from you on the programme.
Thank you
very much. There you are then. We've had a couple of calls there urging change for Union Terrace Gardens. If you agree, if you disagree, then we've got a final 10, 12 minutes left on the programme.
North Sound 2. Listen again.
Welcome back to the programme. Well, Union Terrace Gardens is the big topic on everybody's lips today. Do you know, interestingly, nobody has ever phoned into this programme, as far as I'm aware, to say, let's get rid of the gardens as they are and have something new along the lines of one of the designs that's that are on show just now. If you feel strongly about this, especially if you are for an upgrade, a change in the gardens, I'd like to hear from you. Aberdeen 401035 is the number as we go to speak to Jackie. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Are you a fan of change or not?
I'm not, because no one since I've listened to the programme has mentioned our Scottish heritage. And as far as I'm aware, and I don't know that much about it, that we were given the ground by, was it Robert the Bruce or Rabbi Byrne? No, Robert the Bruce.
It wouldn't have been Rabbi. He didn't have two
heads. I just figured.
Do you know something? I'm ashamed to say I do not know the history of Union Terrace Gardens.
I mean, I'm all for modernisation and upgrading, but when you lose all of your culture eventually, then I think that's quite sad. I think you have to keep some of your culture and history. And that's why there was a thing on the news about the council going to court, I think. Is that right? That some folk were taking council to court over this?
Well, I think that was flagged up as a possibility. On that, yes, on the basis that it was for the common good, if you like, of the citizens of Aberdeen, and not for some of them to say, we're going to change it.
Yeah, I think it's good for the people of Aberdeen to keep some of the history and culture and to remember.
But do you not think they need upgraded? Do you not think that we need to have a freshness about the city centre?
I think, like the gentleman before spoke about, there used to be bands on and, it used to be a good place to go. I think they should spend time in taking care of it. Upgrading the gardens, yes.
But we're never going to get back to those days with bands and sunny days and and kids playing down there, are we? Because life has changed dramatically in the last 20, 30, 40 years.
In what way are we not going to get kids playing?
Well, because, well, for a start, here's another issue. Parents today are scared to let kids out of their sight. Now, if you go to a public place like, for example, Union Terrace Gardens, you know, you could maybe see, I hardly ever see anybody down there, but and that's not the issue, I realise that. But, you know, kids are not allowed to run free anymore. And they're not allowed to run free in any parks because parents are rightly concerned that something bad might happen to them.
Yeah, this is true. But if we put on attractions like we did years ago, if we did something with it, you know, make it more attractive to people to go down and you know, play in that. Yeah, I think it could be a good place again. I think if you think of it from that angle.
Sure, but of course, an upgrade, if we could call it that, of the gardens wouldn't necessarily mean that we wouldn't be able to get that kind of stuff. I mean, there are, I think, in some of the designs that we've seen put forward, I think there are areas for public performances and that kind of thing. So it doesn't, you know, we could still have them in a modern setting.
So are you talking about reasonable level? Because I haven't actually seen the plans.
Well, actually, interestingly, I think I'm right in saying that I went to see them the other day, that they still retain the kind of natural bowl shape of the gardens, but in a different way, in a different form. I don't think any one of the designs actually brings it up to street level, when initially that was the thought which would happen. And that was that's what blew up this entire argument, I think, in the first place. But there are steps down. There's a lift down from Union Street. There's links to the railway station in Union Square and various other parts of that area around about that. Some of them are I've kind of thought very far ahead. But they are in a kind of bowl setting, and there's some water features in some. There are trees. The trees issue is a big one because, somebody's made the point, how do they grow trees on concrete? Yeah. But I hope you get the chance to go down and see the models.
Yeah, well, with what you're saying, I mean, they're still going to preserve a lot of, like you say, the features, just upgrade.
Yeah. I mean, I think it could be sympathetically done, but I do respect the feelings of organisations, for example, like the Friends of Union Terrace Gardens, who really just don't want to see any change. They want it retained because it's part of Aberdeen's heritage.
Yes.
And that's the view you're taking, is it?
But yes, if you're like you say, if you can compromise, you can keep a lot of these features.
Yeah.
You know, you retain a lot, but still upgrade it.
Uh-huh.
So you've still got the skeleton sort of like that. I don't see any problem with that. I think that would be quite beneficial for the people of Aberdeen.
Okay, well, Jackie, I hope you get the chance to go down and see these. I think everybody who has an opinion on this should go and see them and make up their own minds. If and when there is a referendum, I would urge everybody to cast their vote.
Yes,
many thanks for coming on the programme this morning.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye. There we are then. Interestingly, nobody is really up. Nobody who's phoned into this programme in any case, certainly not today. And on previous programmes when we've discussed this issue, nobody's come on the programme to say, let's change it. It needs change. It needs upgrading. It needs modernisation. If you do have that opinion, I would like to hear from you. And you could call me and be on the programme live by dialing 01224 if you're outside Aberdeen, if you care enough, if you're outside Aberdeen. 401035 is the number. Let's speak to Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Frank.
You've been listening to the programme intently, I believe.
I have. And everybody's going to shoot me down in flames.
Go on, then.
I agree that it has to be changed.
Okay. Why?
Because it's... actually, we could have a referendum on the people who actually have gone down there within 10 years. And I bet you there's only a minor minority who's actually gone down there to Union Terrace Gardens. It's just, it's okay, it's beautiful and everything like that.
Yeah.
But nobody's using it. It's got to change. I mean, why can it not? I actually like that idea of the Arts Centre being there.
Mm-hmm.
And
You like the idea of the Peacock Arts Centre? That was going to be there initially, yes.
Yes, I like the idea of that. I also think Aberdeen hasn't got very many things for kids.
Mm-hmm.
How about Cadona's having something down there? Restaurants. I'm a great believer in having restaurants down there as well.
Yeah.
And just get the kids involved. Why can we not get all the schools involved and what they think should be down there as well?
But you see, the thing is, here's the thing. You're talking about getting the kids involved.
Yeah.
Do they care?
No, but if they did. But if they did care, they might take more, they would have more respect because the whole of Aberdeen, all the kids in the whole of Aberdeen has been involved.
What do you, so we should really educate them as to what the gardens mean, what they can be used for, that kind of thing. Yeah,
because there are, there are new generation,
yes.
Our next generation,
mm-hmm.
and they're the ones that will be using it.
Well, that's true. That's very true. It's really what's going to be happening there if it does happen.
Yeah.
It's for the young ones who are the people who are young now and who are coming up. So, you know, if there's going to be change, it's going to be done on their behalf.
Yeah. And then have like murals, you know, of walls and things that school kids have come down and like painted on these walls and things like that.
Yeah.
Not graffiti, but nice fine art and things.
Sure.
Get everybody involved.
So, yeah. So you're saying let's introduce children to Union Terrace Gardens.
Yes.
Get them down there, let them see the beauty of it. And
Yes.
That's a good idea.
And get them involved.
Good idea, Sarah. I like that.
Is that okay?
That's great. Thanks for your call this morning.
No problem. Take care.
Bye. That is a good idea. Let's involve the children. Let's speak to William. Good morning, William.
Good morning, Frank.
How are you today?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm okay. What are your thoughts on the gardens?
I think it's about time we change with the times.
Uh-huh.
The place itself, in its prime, is beautiful.
Yeah.
And very nice. But in the year of 2011 and the times that we're at, we have a big hole in the middle of Aberdeen that needs filling and to bring it up to speed, to bring it up to date.
Yeah, so it's a big modernisation programme. We need to... Would people use the gardens if they were raised considerably?
Well, I would think, in all honesty, having been there and been there for many years,
mm-hmm.
you'd use the facilities which are antiquated,
mm-hmm.
as I'm sure you know, Frank,
mm-hmm.
an intelligent person, that the amenities and the facilities are about 50 years behind the times. So I would quite happily support rising it up and bringing it up to provide Aberdeen with something a bit more prosperous and hopefully profitable
mm-hmm.
to the town.
So it would be the main focal point for Aberdeen City Centre?
I wouldn't say. I mean, you could debate what would be the main and focal centre of Aberdeen. You could say Union Square was the main and focal centre.
Mm-hmm.
You could say the new Pittodrie building at Altons would be the focal centre.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, it might be time for change. And it's nice to hear the lady saying, we used to go down there when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
But that's exactly what you do. You go down there. And when you go down there, if you do use any facilities, I don't know if you've been down there yourself, Frank.
Not for a long, long time.
Or me, because when I did go down, they were antiquated, and the toiletries and facilities, and the year we're living in 2011, it's time it was updated, and I would back Mr. Wood Group, Ian Wood,
mm-hmm.
who's done a lot for the city. I'm not saying his one is perfect. What I'm saying is, it's time
for time for change.
Yes.
Okay, William, thank you for that. We're going to go into a break now, and good to hear from you on the programme.
Thank you
very much. There you are then. We've had a couple of calls there urging change for Union Terrace Gardens. If you agree, if you disagree, then we've got the final 10, 12 minutes left on the programme.
North Sound 2. Listen again.
Welcome back to the programme. Let's go straight to the phone lines and talk to Barbara. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, my dear. I'm getting a bit nostalgic about Union Terrace.
Are you?
Yeah, because when I was little, I used to go with my parents, well, usually my mother, because my dad worked away from home at the time, talking just not long after the war. And we used to always call it, as children, the Trainy Park.
Why?
Because the highlight was to see the steam trains go past.
Oh, yes, yes.
And that would appeal to our children. You know, not that we can bring back a steam train, although I don't know why.
Well, would it though, Barbara? I mean, you think, in those days that you're talking about, there was virtually nothing else for kids to do apart from go on days out and, you know, the great outdoors and family life. It's all changed. If you said to a child today, you're going to go down and see the trains, they would look at you as if you've
Potter children would love it. But that was one of the attractions, you know.
Yeah.
And it was within walking distance of most people in Aberdeen at
sure.
that point.
Sure.
You know, and the parks were the things we went to, but we went with our parents.
Yeah, because there was no TV.
Yeah.
There was none of these computer games. There were no computers.
No,
so you've
no.
got all, you know, we've got all this huge, massive change that we've seen since those days
yeah.
that would, you know, that keep children so-called entertained.
Yeah. Well, I quite honest with you, was in favour of the Peacock plan. I thought that was tremendous.
We seem to have forgotten about that, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah, I think what the council did to them was what they're trying to do to us, railroad us.
Yes.
You know, most people in other parts of the country are reclaiming their ancient tourist attractions,
yes.
gardens especially,
uh-huh.
you know. And the brief they've put out, the council, is, you know, to raise it to street level. If that's not railroading the people who are designing it, I don't know what is.
Although now, interestingly, the designs are not up to street level. They're kind of more...
Well, I haven't been in to see it, but I will be going. But I just thought the brief was just
yeah.
so much like, you know, we want it raised to street level. Typical council,
yeah.
what we want,
yeah.
you know.
Okay,
I'm not saying it's not needing updated and access to, you know, the train station and especially Union Square.
Yes.
You know, especially for older people.
That's true.
Because, you know, it's quite a hill. But I still think it's been deliberately run down. I mean, the toilets in the place are, you know, antique.
Well, they're closed now, aren't they?
I think do you not think that was the thin end of the wedge?
Yeah,
like close down the toilets?
Perhaps.
You know, lots of people used to nip down to the toilets.
Sure.
You know,
okay.
although they didn't actually go to the park.
Barbara, I'm going to have to move you on now because we're coming to the end.
Yeah, I know. I'm an old lady.
You've left it too late to come. Listen, come on and talk to me next week.
I was watching the rugby, Frank. Give me a break.
Shame on you. Okay, Barbara, thank you.
Okay,
bye. Let's go and speak to Graham, who will be, I think, our last call of the day. Hi, Graham.
How are you, Frank?
I'm very well. What are your thoughts on... This is something completely different, I think, you've come on to talk about, is it?
Yes, I have. I'd want to change the mould a bit.
Go on then.
I'm really concerned about the constant plight at Jaywalkers in Aberdeen.
Okay.
And it's not just youngsters or people in their middle ages, it's every age, and everybody seems to feel as though they've got a right to walk on the road, whether the lights are green, amber or red,
yeah.
Or regardless of if you're coming out of a junction. In fact, junctions are one of the worst places that you get in jaywalking people.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's high time it was investigated and sorted out, because it is antisocial.
That's a good point. I guess there is an increase in it when you think of it. You know, you've got to be very, very careful now, because people, you're right, people just decide, I've got the right way, I'm going to walk, whether they're at red or amber or whatever.
Yeah, and they think they've got a right ahead of a driver, and we will pay our taxes to be in that road with our cars and our fuel and whatnot, and our insurance, and we're getting looked at like we're in the wrong.
Well, that's a good point. We maybe take this up another time, Graham. It's come to the end of the programme, but thanks for making that point. Good to hear from you. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
There you are then. Lots of great calls today. It's been a very enjoyable programme. I've enjoyed every single second of it. Keep in touch with us. Remember, we're on every Sunday on The Talking from 11 o'clock. And you can get in touch by calling 401035. Just memorise that number. Right, I shall be back. No, I won't be here next Sunday because it's the North Sound auction day, isn't it? I'd forgotten all about that. See you anyway in a couple of weeks.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound2.com.